Our lesson today is going to concern itself with drugs and the Bible. My name is Garland Robinson. You know, drugs and their illegal use are not limited by geographic location. It doesn't make any difference about a social boundary. There was a time that you thought about drugs being maybe in California or someplace other than in home. But drugs are now everywhere. They're found in the colleges, they're found in the high schools, they're even found in grammar schools. The problem with drugs is real. It affects every family. It's all around us. For one, we need to recognize and notice that the Bible does not condemn the proper use of drugs. The key word here is the word proper use. There'd be a lot of people that would already be dead if it were not for legitimate drugs, such as the antibiotics and other medicines that have to do with the kidneys and heart and lungs and all types of drugs. You know, God created the plants and herbs for man to use wisely for his good. We need to be thankful for medicine and the discoveries and drugs used in that way. That's the proper use of drugs. The problem comes in when people abuse an otherwise good drug, or sometimes even a drug that is not legitimate at all. The problem is when people do not look to Jesus, the giver of peace, but instead they look to some artificial means to achieve peace within themselves, and they will not look and search it out according to the Bible. And then our society, our communities, they're not helped any by the bombardment of the drug companies on television, radio, magazine, newspaper. We hear and see all kinds of drugs of people trying to do everything in the world to get us to try their drug. We even have drugs to make you sleep. We have drugs to wake you up, drugs to keep you going, drugs to slow you down. We even have drugs that make you lose your mind, commit suicide. You know, many drugs are used legitimately by doctors when they prescribe them for a certain illness or problem that we have. And so they can certainly be used lawfully, properly. But there's a large and vast use or misuse of them when they are used not according to the Bible at all. An otherwise good drug that could be used for a proper purpose can be misused and abused and cause very serious damage to one's health, one's influence, can even cause death, and ultimately can cause one to lose their soul. There are perhaps four categories into which we can fit certain drugs. There are drugs that would be amphetamines. That is, these are the uppers. These are the ones that pick you up, make you alert, increase your metabolism, and activity. These drugs are used often to combat fatigue, to increase alertness. They have the effect of increasing the heart rate and the blood pressure. They cause perspiration, dryness of mouth. They cause headaches and diarrhea, even a loss of appetite. The effect really varies from person to person, depending on one's body chemistry and the amount of the drug taken. The uncontrolled use of amphetamines can result in undesirable effects. Physical exhaustion, cause hallucinations, disoriented thinking, or even a very serious psychosis. The body develops a tolerance for these kind of drugs, which means the user next time has to increase the dosage in order to achieve a certain result. And often when one discontinues the use of such drugs, there's a severe letdown, deep depression that really affects people. Two of the most commonly used amphetamines are marijuana and methamphetamine. Marijuana has nicknames such as pot or grass, weed, reefer, joint, Mary Jane. Marijuana impairs or reduces short-term memory loss and comprehension. It alters a sense of time and reduces ability to perform tasks requiring concentration and coordination. The input of new information into the brain becomes difficult to process. There was a time when it was thought marijuana was harmless, no problem with it at all, but that's not so. Later discoveries have shown that it damages the lungs and the pulmonary system, the reproductive system. It contains more cancer-causing agents than tobacco, and it easily becomes the very center of one's life. It leads to more hard and severe drugs. Then there's methamphetamine. We hear of it a great deal now. The nicknames of it are meth. It's also called speed or crank, chalk. Sometimes it's referred to as go fast or zip. We hear names such as Christie or crystal or ice or quartz. It's a very powerful central nervous system stimulant. It kills by causing heart failure and brain damage and stroke. It induces extreme psychotic and psychological symptoms that can lead to suicide or murder. It has very severe long-term effects as well. It includes fatal kidney disease and lung disorders. It affects the brain and liver. It causes blood clots and depression, causes people to hallucinate, and prompts them to be included in violent and aggressive behavior. It leads to malnutrition. It affects one's personality development. It affects your immune system, and on and on and on. There are all kinds of recipes, literally thousands of recipes, that are used to make methamphetamine. It can be made, we're told, with utensils and items that could fit into a briefcase. And therefore, there's a lot of mom and pop backyard, in the barn, in the garage, in the bedroom, in the basement, all kinds of places where it's made. Notice some of the ingredients that make up this drug called methamphetamine: hydrochloric acid, drain cleaner, battery acid, lye, lantern fuel, even antifreeze. It can be smoked and snorted. It can be injected or eaten. It is a very severe and dangerous drug, a very lethal drug. The fumes of it can get into the carpet, into the wallpaper, into the very wood, the fibers of furniture and such. And even though someone has stopped its use, the house is practically rendered useless because of the damaging effects that it has on people even weeks and months afterward because of the fumes that come out of the woodwork and such. Terrible drug, a very severe blight on community. Well, what does the Bible say? That's our main emphasis. What does the Bible say? Well, for one, the Bible nowhere mentions by name such drugs as marijuana or heroin, such drugs as cocaine, morphine, methamphetamine. You won't turn to the Bible and find those names specifically mentioned. Yet it condemns in no uncertain terms the use of every one of these drugs. For one, we need to understand that 2 Timothy 3, verse 16 and 17 says, "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God. It's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works." What we're looking at here is the fact that the Bible is going to supply us with everything we need to live a wholesome, godly, Christian life. Well, what does the Bible say? Well, there's one word especially found in Galatians chapter 5 and verse 20. But we'll begin reading in verse 19. "Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft." The word witchcraft is the one we want to call attention to. The word witchcraft in the Greek is the word pharmakia or pharmakon. It's a word from which we get our word today, pharmacy. You can imagine then, a pharmacy, pharmakia, witchcraft. The idea is a potion. Imagine the old thought or scene about a witch standing around her cauldron, and she's pouring in, making a potion. She's stirring and cooking a drug. And this drug is used in incantations. It's used as a charm. It's used to cast spells upon people. It has to do with a mind-altering effect. Isn't that what drugs is? That's exactly right. That's what drugs do. It alters the mind. It affects body chemistry. It causes unnatural, unnormal things to happen and go on within a person. Therefore, the Bible condemns the illegal and the misuse and abuse of drugs right there in that one word alone, Galatians chapter 5 and verse 20, in the word witchcraft. Drugs are condemned in the Bible. Why would any logical, sober-minded person want to alter their life, want to stimulate in any sense a sense of irresponsibility, one that would either pick you up or take you down or change what God has created within each of us? So the Bible condemns the use of drugs. And marijuana and methamphetamine or meth or crystal meth or any of those terms are some of the most prevalent right here in our area. What a terrible thing it is to be involved in looking at these awful drugs. The Bible also condemns in principle anything and everything contrary to godly, wholesome living. For example, in 1 Thessalonians 5 in verse 22 we read, where we are to abstain from every form of evil. Friend, the use of drugs is surrounded by all kinds of evils and crime and immorality, stealing and murder. On and on and on the list goes. It has the effect of evil. And the Bible says abstain, refrain, run away from that. In 1 Corinthians 15:33, we're told evil companions corrupt good morals. That is, you hang around with the wrong crowd. What kind of crowd is it that deals in drugs, that uses drugs? What kind of atmosphere, example, and influence is that? It's an ungodly and a terrible example. We read in Romans 6, in verse 16 and 17, that sin enslaves. Anything that one would become a slave to causes great harm and damage, and the Bible condemns it every step of the way. You can have forgiveness of the use of drugs and any and all other sins if you will truly believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. If you will turn from your misconduct, your sin, your ungodly behavior, the use of drugs, in repentance, confessing faith in Christ, you can be baptized for the forgiveness of your sins. You can then so live to be pleasing unto the Lord and go to heaven when you die. Will you do that? Are you ready to turn from that kind of living, that lifestyle? The Bible, you know, says and tells us to be sober. That is, to be conscious, to be alert, to be mindful of our conduct and how we live. And the only way to do that is to stay away from drugs, because they alter your mind. They change your character, your life. They change your attitude and those around you. Why not be as the Lord would have you to be? Obey the gospel today. We would love to assist you any and every way that we possibly can. My name is Garland Robinson.